Okay, so this year marks my quarter century Christmas, and I know I'm old and wise. And the past couple of Christmases I've had have been a little bit rough. I also had a grandfather die on Christmas while putting up his Christmas tree, holding an ornament in his hand. I had an uncle diagnosed with MS last year on Christmas. But the thing that keeps me just really excited about Christmas all the time is my childhood. And I had a fantastic childhood. I can't complain. I have two wonderful parents. I have two older brothers who beat the crap out of me incessantly, but love me nonetheless, and they've made me tougher for it. So I have all these great memories from my childhood for Christmas. Being the youngest and being a girl, I used to get so many presents, like more than you could imagine. And my brothers frequently got, you know, like matching gifts, like when we all got pajamas and they got Superman matching and I got Wonder Woman with the cape with the Velcro. And, you know, I got more Barbie than you could ever imagine. And I have all these memories of my dad, who is kind of like the dad in the Christmas story with the incessant the swearing that doesn't really make sense. And he's Italian. And I would get all these great Barbie toys for Christmas. And I don't know if you remember the Barbie toys, but they came with decals. They came with these tiny little stickers. They were like made for miniature fingers. And one year I got a Barbie Home and Office, which was awesome. Half office, half apartment. So Barbie didn't even have to leave. She could just flip around. And my dad would loved me so much, and I just remember him like swearing, just motherfucking pulling these little stickers off, and so Barbie could have her two-dimensional computer, which was actually gigantic, stuck to the wall of the office part. I remember the year that my dad and my mom kind of got a joint gift. They bought each other a grandfather clock. But the coolest part of the grandfather clock was the box it came in, because it was really skinny and long. And I, you know, when you're a kid and like the boxes are so cool, we'd never seen anything like this. So my brother Matthew and I spent hours ignoring our toys and playing in this box. And we played like renditions of Love Boat. And like he was the captain and then I got to be the damsel. And we also played a lot of games of Undertaker Dead Person, because a box like that looks remarkably like a coffin. And we did play that in our Superman pajamas. But there is one memory from my childhood that plagues me, and that is that I never, ever got to play the Virgin Mary in the Christmas Nativity play. I know, it's sad. Let me give you a little background. I come from, like everybody in this room, a large Catholic family full of loud, obnoxious people. Half of them are all Irish, and half of them are all Italian. Woo! So you get all that involved, and there's a lot of religion. Two sets of grandparents, both of them were like, don't care what you do, you're getting confirmed. You're getting through the whole Catholic process. My one grandmother, Genevieve McSeeney Hagen, is her very Irish name. For as long as I can remember, she worked as the education director of Our Lady of the Fields Catholic Church. And I think actually if there is a heaven, then my grandmother is on the VIP list. Like, she'll get like drink tickets when she gets there, because I think she's actually related to God. She devoted so much of her life to being Catholic. I can't even handle it. So okay, so the other part of the story is the Christmas Nativity play. And this is like the be all end all event of Catholicism, because people don't go to church during the year. They go for weddings, funerals, Easter, and Christmas Eve. So the Christmas Nativity play was always this sort of sold out, standing room only, Bon Jovi concert-esque event. And you had to get there early just to get a parking spot to wait in line to go see this pageant. So, yeah, you really wanted to be in it. So I was in the pageant myself from when I was 5 up until I got confirmed and ran as fast as I could from the Catholic Church. But the first year, when I was 5, I didn't know a lot. I mean, I knew the story. My mom had like a nativity set. I kind of understood. I still never understood why Mary and Joseph weren't really married, but they were having a baby. But you just let that go. So the first year, I was cast. I didn't have to audition. I was cast as angel number 6. Angel number 6 was a really hard role. I had to show up at the dress rehearsal. They gave me a costume, a tinsel halo. You know, part of that was just keeping the halo up. But during the pageant, I watched the Virgin Mary. The whole entire time, I was fascinated by her blue robes and the way that she cradled her Cabbage Patch Kid wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid her in a clementine box. And I thought, oh my God, this is what I aspire to. Well, a 5-year-old couldn't be the Virgin Mary either. Anyway, I don't know. I guess it's you can't have Immaculate Conception at 5, but at 6 you can. So the next year, I went to my grandmother really early, and I said, please, please let me be the Virgin Mary. I've got this doll. Look, I already wrapped it up in a dish towel. I'm ready to go. I've been practicing being virginal, which is weird for a 6-year-old to say. But my grandmother said to me, no. You can't be the Virgin Mary. And I was, why? I don't understand. Because that would be favoritism. And I don't want people in the church to think that I'm favoring my granddaughter by making her the Virgin Mary. I don't get it. I never got it. I was so upset. So that year, I played a sheep in the pageant, and really quick, your parents had to make your costumes unless you were the Virgin Mary, because you got to wear the blue robes, or an angel and the tinsel. So my mother can't sew a thing. She's an amazing, amazing woman, but can't sew a thing. So for that year, I ended up wearing my brother's inside-out white rabbit costume from the Alice in Wonderland, and literally cotton balls bobby pinned to my hair to make me look like a sheep. Next year, 7 years old, I plead, please let me be the Virgin Mary for the love of God before I grow out of the costume. No, we're going to actually let this other kid do it. You know, her mom pays a lot of money to the church. I'm like, ugh. That year, I ended up missing the casting and had to hold the star. That's all I had to do. I held the star up for about an hour and a half over Mary and Joseph and the baby's head, just cringing at them. The piece de resistance came the year that I was 8, and I begged my grandmother, please, okay, this is it. Like, I'm getting tall now. Okay, nobody's going to believe I'm Mary because I won't fit into the outfit. So, no, I didn't. I didn't get to be the Mary again. And in fact, there weren't enough boys in the play that year, so I had to be one of the wise men. And again, my mother making my costume involved a bathrobe, which was actually my dad's and blue and really long, a mustache from a cowboy gun set, and a dish towel that actually had fruits and vegetables on it, and a Mary Lou Retton USA sweatband. And I was pissed off. And this was the year Uncle Steve got one of those gigantic camcorders, this big. There's like a boom mic with it. And there's this video of me walking down the aisle in the church to We Three Kings. I'm holding my jewelry box, because that's frankincense and myrrh, and I'm just pissed off, and I'm walking down the aisle, and I turn to the camera, and I growl. And because that's in the spirit of the holiday. So consequently, years after that, I was a reader in the pageant, and I thank you, readers. And I read the story of Jesus and Mary, and Joseph, don't forget him. And I always, always was mad at this little girl that got to play Mary. So hopefully one day I'll still get to play Mary. But my grandmother always, you know, she's getting older, and she retired from the church, and I always see her, and she says, you know, why don't you go to church? Why won't you come back to church? And I'm always just like, Virgin Mary. And that's it. Merry Christmas.